God and the metaverse. That's the topic of today's Daily Dose. What do you know about the metaverse? Well, all I know is this. It's becoming a topic of more and more discussion, especially after Mark Zuckerberg announced that they've changed the name of Facebook to Meta. So what's up with that? What is this whole metaverse thing? According to Webster's Dictionary, metaverse is this. It says that it generally refers to the concept of a highly immersive virtual world where people gather to socialize, play, and work. All right. It goes on then to say, as you look closer and closer into the definition and understanding of metaverse, it goes on to say and convey the idea that the metaverse is some kind of reality that's transcending real reality, as in like metaphysics or something like that. So meta is also a Greek word, and meta means after. So therefore, metaverse implies a world that's created in order to move beyond or after the real world and actually acknowledge and create in a whole nother realm. It's crazy sounding stuff, and it's like science fiction. But there's this push, this desire for a metaverse appears to be a push and a desire to create a new reality, to create a new place to live life in which the variables of life can be controlled and manipulated by each individual. It sounds enticing, doesn't it? We can create and manipulate and control our own reality. It's like our own world that we get to create and live in 24/7. Oh, come on, it sounds enticing, but is it healthy? Is this a good idea? Will this bring us closer to God? You see, mankind, humanity, we are unique among all of God's creation. On the last day of creation, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." That's from Genesis 1:26. Being made in the image of God is called Imago Dei. That's a Latin term, Imago Dei, meaning in the image of God. And Imago Dei means that we're set apart, that we're unique, that we're created in a manner that enables us to commune with God, the one whose image, Imago Dei, that we are made in. But what could happen if we decide to exchange Imago Dei for Imago Meta? What happens when we identify more with a virtual version of ourselves than with our real selves who God created? This is where this whole conversation about transhumanism starts to show up, but we're not going to go into much detail about that today. Here's what I know. Any virtual world created by big tech companies will never be a substitute. It will never be more real and never be more important than the world God Himself created. It says in Genesis 1:31 that God saw all that He had made and it was very good. And I would encourage us that we don't allow ourselves to get ripped off by spending our time in some kind of made-up, man-made fake world. But here's some more questions I have about this whole metaverse thing, right? I'd like to pose these questions. For instance, could the push, the desire for a metaverse, be mankind's next attempt in creating a world in our own image for our own pleasure? Kind of looks like it. Could the metaverse really just be the next version of mankind declaring that we're God and that we're the author of our own destiny? So we'll create our own universe? In the Ten Commandments, we're told that you shall not make for yourselves an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. That's Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5. But here we are. Mankind continues to create their own version of God, and now we've got this metaverse, and is this metaverse now our attempt, mankind's attempt, to not only create our own image of God or create God in our own image, but now to suit our own desires, to create our own universe, we create a metaverse, a universe that's for our own pleasure, that's for our own plans, for our own purposes. In other words, we're again acting like gods. All right, some more questions. Is the metaverse mankind creating another Ishmael instead of trusting in what God has promised, what God has planned for our lives? Just a thought. Maybe we'll talk about this more in some other daily doses later on. Another question, here's another one. Is the metaverse mankind's next attempt at the Tower of Babel? How did that work out the first time? Just saying, right? Finally, is the metaverse simply the next step in what Paul described in Romans 1:22, where he said this, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Beloved, instead of falling for a fake reality, let's spend our time engaging with God on His terms, being who He created us to be, enjoying Him and enjoying the world that He sovereignly created. And remember, Jesus isn't coming back in the metaverse. He's coming back and He's placing His physical, real feet on this very real physical earth. There is nothing make-believe about that. God bless you.